Dear children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 30th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 7th Ramadan 1441. Today I'll be giving you a short advice of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is very beneficial for us through the various stages and conditions we go through in life. In life, we will have times when we are happy and we will have times when we are sad. There will be times when we go through pain. There will be times when we will go through comfort and ease. This is all part of life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very beautifully summed up both of these conditions, because a person will always be in one of two conditions. Either it will be a positive condition, or either it will be a negative condition. But for a Muslim, due to believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the beautiful teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though something may seem negative, when it comes to Islam, everything is positive. And how is it positive? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ajaban li amril mu'min, that the condition of a mu'min is very amazing. A person may wonder that, what does this mean? So it means that no matter what condition a mu'min is in, a believer is in, that condition is always good for him. And then he further explained that فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ شَرَّا Sarra shakar fakana khairallah, that when he goes through difficulty and hardship, he is patient. He understands that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I am for Allah and I belong to Allah. If a calamity comes upon me, a difficulty comes upon me, illness, poverty, whatever comes upon me, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remains happy. Sabr, فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ, this is good for him. And وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّا شَكَرْ, and when he goes through happy times, a birth of a child, a wedding, there is good results in exams, there is good news. So in those good times, he doesn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shakar, his attention still remains towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's thankful and grateful. فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ, this is also good for him. So a believer is always in the best of conditions, as long as he knows what to do at that particular condition. So two lessons we learn from here is, whenever a difficulty comes upon us, we need to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and put into our hearts and minds that this has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I belong to Allah. Everything around me belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does as He wishes, and He always does what is best for us. This sabr, inshallah, will make this difficulty good for us. And whenever we go through good times, then we do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become negligent. We do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engage in sin. Rather, even at that time, we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think that, how nice is my Allah, how loving is my Allah, how compassionate is my Allah, that despite me not being deserving, He's giving me so many good things. If a person has both of these two things inside him, then inshallah, no matter what condition he or she will find themselves in, it will always be a good condition. In this world, there will be a lot of peace and satisfaction. And in the hereafter, forever and ever, there will be everlasting peace and satisfaction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this beautiful advice of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair at all times. Inshallah, until tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.